Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
It's Ariana. I hope you're having a wonderful day today. I get to share with you Jonathan Duncan's devotional, which he has entitled Justice for Scars. He writes, Psalms 129 is an interesting one for sure. We're looking at oppressed people who have been knocked down, but not defeated. Unsurprisingly, they're looking for justice. They don't just want the abuse to stop. They want their oppressors to be visited by shame, loss, and futility. They want payback. We don't have nations trying to separate us from our land as they did, but we find ourselves feeling knocked around pretty good all the same. I'm intrigued by the imagery in verse 3, which says, "Plowmen have plowed my back and made their furrows long." Obviously, this isn't literal, but the imagery is graphic. Can you imagine the scar that would leave? Our lives tend to leave a whole bunch of scars on us, both physical and emotional. Some are inflicted upon us by people. Some, like mine, just kind of happened. Those are tricky because there's no person to blame or to get justice on. It just happened. Sure, God can use it and His grace is enough, but sometimes you just want to punch the metaphorical lights out of the thing that weighs on you for no apparent reason. I'm reminded of such scriptures as, "Take up your cross and follow me," or, "Do not be surprised when the fiery ordeal comes upon you as if it were something strange." This life will have troubles, but He has overcome the world. We're here with a mission and a purpose for a time, and then we're done. Our faith shall be sight, and everything will be made new. We will receive new bodies, and He will remove the mantle of suffering and replace it with robes of honor. Between you and me, I can't wait to punt my walker out of heaven. I hope you have a great rest of your day, everyone. Know you're loved.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.